So in choosing a topic, I want to tell you a little bit about how I got there, and all academics have got a big ego, and I'm no exception. So I could talk all evening about myself, and some in your lectures seem to be very much like stories about themselves. And I've had the luck of having a fun, exciting life, so I do lots of stuff. And, you know, each of these pictures is a whole hour's worth of stories, but there's about 3,000 of those. There's not quite 3,000 there, but that's my life story in less than a minute. So you can see I'm passionate about running, but anything that's adventure. And luckily my profession as an academic allows me to go to interesting conferences, so I can pursue interesting pursuits. But luckily for you, what 7 years of meditation didn't manage or didn't achieve, the three smaller people, or not smaller people in the front, have achieved. So they managed to reduce my ego to a much smaller size than it used to be. And so I'm not going to be talking about myself anymore, but we'll talk about something more information systems related. And I realize there's a couple of people here that are not quite so familiar with the discipline of information systems. So computer science is a study of information and communication technologies. Information systems are studying the ICTs as they are being embedded in a societal, organizational, personal context. And again, that can distinguish from bioinformatics, geoinformatics, health informatics, and so on, which focus on a very narrow functional specialization. So the type of things that we do, or the type of technologies, the objects, they can be very technical, like unified communications, cloud computing, service-oriented architectures, mobile internet, which are some of my current topics. But they're not always hardware technologies. Often they are phenomena who are crucially dependent on our ICT, but not necessarily ICT is the focus. You know, things like e-government or mobile government, or even cyberbullying. You know, cyberbullying is impossible without technology. Now, whether IS should study that, or sociology or psychology, you know, there's a lot of interdisciplinary research happening there. Close to my heart, digital divide, ICT4D, M4D, e-learning or technology-based learning. The more traditional fields that Don was talking about of information systems obviously are still part where we look at ICTs in organizations, commercial organizations. And you can see some of the topics that I work on there as well. I'm going to not talk about, because I recognize many faces here, and most of you are familiar with IS. But just the two normal units of analysis are either organizations, typically larger ones, or individuals, but we often also study communities or even at the country level when you talk about e-readiness or team. I haven't done any teamwork, but a lot of my colleagues do. And very close to my heart is actually the small organization, not quite the size of a large organization to have the resources. So you have to integrate both corporate decision models or theoretical models and individual decision models, because a lot of the decisions are driven by individuals. So it's a very interesting area. And ICTs, as we all know or should know, are actually not neutral tools. If you look at how your cell phone has changed the way you live, you know that. You know, to give an example, one of my PhD students looked at e-government in Kenya and basically discovered that e-government is no longer a tool there. It's seen as a way by the local governments as a way for the national government to exert power and extend its power. And in terms of the World Bank, who forced the Kenya government to engage in e-government, they were actually going further away from their goal, because to citizens, it increases the digital divide, because the haves already have access to government, already have the resources, and they're the ones that have got access to the internet and computers, so they have another channel to reach government, whereas the have-nots typically didn't have way to reach government. Now they don't. There's an additional channel which is being barred from them.